This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The investigative arm of Congress is taking a new look at an ad campaign for the new Medicare prescription drug law. The GAO already examined parts of the campaign and found them flawed but legal. Now they will investigate a video that features actors posing as journalists. NPR's Julie Robner reports.
The government auditors issued a 14-page legal opinion last Wednesday in which it said that the government's 30-second television ads and a 2-page flyer on the new Medicare law contained notable omissions and other weaknesses. But it also found that the materials were not so partisan as to violate a ban on the use of taxpayer funds for propaganda. But now Democrats are asking the GAO to reopen the investigation. They want a closer look at the administration's use of so-called video news releases. These are sent to television news departments packaged as genuine news stories. Here, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson is the star of the segment.
Medicare officials emphasize that no one will be forced to sign up for any of the new benefits.
It's completely voluntary. Seniors will be able to partake of the new Medicare system or the old Medicare system.
The new law, say officials, simply offers people with Medicare ways to make their health coverage more affordable. In Washington, I'm Karen Ryan reporting.
Karen Ryan is not a journalist in this piece, however. According to the New York Times, which broke the story, she was hired to read the government-approved script by the firm that produced the spot, Homefront Communications. A second Spanish-language version uses an interviewer identified as Alberto Garcia. Democrats were quick to pounce on the story. Most Democrats opposed the Medicare law, which they say does too little to help seniors and too much to help drug companies and health insurers. Here's how presumptive presidential nominee John Kerry put it today.
Even the Republicans know that their Medicare bill does more for drug companies than for seniors, so they've hired actors to pose as journalists to sell a bad bill with your money.
But Bush administration officials say there's nothing improper or even irregular about the videos, which have been produced by both Democratic and Republican administrations. Bill Pierce is a spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services.
They're nothing more than a press release, printed press release, which is simply done for broadcasters. We do them for radio, and radio uses them just like some television uses them.
NPR's policy is to always clearly identify the source of all material, including all audio. Pierce, however, says the department does not expect stations to use the entire story. Many use their own reporters to read scripts or simply use the sound bites that are provided separately.
The decision to use the whole package is a decision for the news media. This is really a story about the news media and how it produces news.
Deborah Potter is executive director of the Radio Television News Directors Foundation. She agrees that video news releases are nothing new and that often stations do use just the video, which can otherwise be hard to obtain. But she says her organization is concerned when stations run complete video packages provided by the government or anyone else.
The RTNDA Code of Ethics says that stations should clearly disclose the origin of information and label all material that they put on the air that's provided by outsiders.
But what really outrages Democrats is not so much the style of the videos as their content, which they say does more to try to persuade seniors that the law is a good thing than to explain how it will work. California Democratic Congressman Pete Stark was among those who asked the GAO to investigate the campaign.
Whether I like it or don't like it, or other people like it and don't like it, it's the law. And it's important that our senior citizen community, they should be given the straight information and educated, not politicized about it.
Late this afternoon, the GAO announced it would investigate the propriety of the Medicare videos. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.